Thank you. Good afternoon. It's truly a privilege, it's truly an honor to be here, to be able to speak on not only behalf of myself and my family, but also my schools, my teammates, and my fellow student athletes. When Coach D initially told me that I was speaking, I was kind of nervous, not going to lie, but he told me there was an opportunity for me to tell my story. So I wanted to accomplish two things. I wanted to tell my story, but also I wanted to tell a story that I know a lot of other fellow student athletes can relate to and that a lot of people are going through at home. So a little bit about me. I grew up in a small town about 35 minutes away from East Lansing called Jackson, Michigan. There I grew up on the south side. My mother and father had 10 kids. That's a lot, but yeah, it was 10 of us. And I had a lot of older brothers, so I grew up fighting for breakfast and things like that. But my mother always made a point to us that faith was very important. She taught us to trust God. She taught us to fear God, to honor God. She taught us to trust in his divine plan. She taught us to trust in ourselves, those around us, and in him. And by doing that, he'll be able to open doors for us and he'll help us along our journey. Although my father, he did install those same qualities into us. He made sure that we went out and did things in the community. He made sure we were involved in activities. I personally think it was his way of kicking us out the house, but he definitely made sure that we did that. One of those things for me was college football. Every Saturday, my brothers and I, after we got done fighting for breakfast, we would huddle around the TV and we would go watch. We would watch Braxton Miller. We would watch Darquez Denard, Denard Robinson, Kirk Cousins, and all the great players that came before us in this conference. And what that inspired for me was a sense, just a dream. It inspired me to dream that maybe one day that I could partake in those activities. Thankfully, I was able to. Another thing I noticed at a young age on Saturdays was the sacrifice that I saw, not only the players, but all of the communities and all of the people coming together, putting everything aside to honor these gifts that my mother had said we got from God. On these Saturdays, I noticed that it was something special going on. It was something different. It was multiple different people from multiple different races, multiple different people from multiple different backgrounds, different schools, different flags, different political affiliations, different religions, all coming together to celebrate these gifts. And it inspired me to dream, and fast forward a few years, I was able to have opportunity. So I come on to Michigan State campus as a freshman. I have to come in and learn a new position. We have some sets. We're coming off of a 2014 Cotton Bowl championship year. The next year, I come on, we go on to win the Big Ten championship. I had some success early on. I was able to play as a true freshman, end up starting a few games. Also learned that when you're starting and you don't play that well, you get benched. So I got benched as well. So I'm going and I'm learning. I'm experiencing the highs and the lows of college football. I'm experiencing what it's like to go home for people to want to talk to you all the time. I'm experiencing what it's like to conduct yourself out in public. And the very next year, we come in and we drop the ball. We go 3-9 as a team. One of the worst seasons of school history, the absolute worst season in the Coach Mark D'Antonio era here at Michigan State. And during that time, our team was hit with a lot of adversity, both on and off the field. And we kind of struggled throughout that season. But in the offseason, we kind of based our bounce back off of a term that our head strength and conditioning coach used with us. That term is reaffirmation. Reaffirmation is a reassertion or confirmation of a fact or a belief. So what we literally had to do is we had to go back to the drawing board and draw up our moral values, draw up the things that had got us to the Big Ten championship, draw up the foundation that our program was built on, and reinvent it because we were a new group. And as I look on for our season, both of the things we experienced on and off the field, I noticed that there was a sense of struggle going on for that whole entire year. It was a rough offseason. It was a rough season. And I thought about the struggle. I thought about the struggle that not only myself, but a lot of other student athletes within our conference have been through in their lives. A lot of us grow up coming from inner cities. There's an everyday struggle for some survival. Others battle poverty. Some battle peer pressure and decision making. Others battle crime and violence within the home, drug addiction and drug use. And others are faced with gang-related activities that surround them. And I noticed that we all, coming from these areas, we all kind of grow up in an area where there's a lack of hope, maybe sometimes a lack of resources, maybe sometimes just a lack of guidance. But I noticed that we all were faced with the same decision, with the same challenge, and that challenge was decision-making. We all have to make decisions. My father told me that, he used to always tell me that no matter what problem you face, there is a solution, and no matter what choice you face, there's opportunity to make the right choice. And at a university, Coach D always tells us it's a hard decision-making time for young people in the world today. And we look on our university, and we look at, some of the decisions that we make as players, some of the decisions that we make as student athletes, as sons, as daughters, husbands, coaches. These decisions, some of them are final. But I draw back to what my father taught me, and that was to always be a part of the solution, regardless of what the problems are going on your university, within your community, within your family, within your house. And part of the solution that we're coming up with here at Michigan State is a solution of healing. And that solution includes listening, understanding, getting out of your comfort zone, sacrificing, putting your personal goals and personal aspirations to the side to make sure that the people next to you are better off and have a better opportunity for success. And part of our solution that we can do as student athletes, so we can go back to these communities. We can go back to the communities where a kid is dreaming on a Saturday night, just like we were a few years ago. We can go back to where that kid is facing the decision-making of going and joining a gang, maybe some drug-related violence activities and things of that nature. And we can go back and we can give back. It doesn't necessarily have to be a lot of time. It doesn't necessarily have to be a lot of money. But these things that we can do on a day-to-day basis, and I can prove to you that that we can be an example for kids, for the future kids to come. And as I thought about giving back, I kind of just thought about my personal life, and I reflect on my personal responsibility that I was originally given from God, revealed to by my mother. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, he said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. Instead, they put it on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And that sometimes can be a challenge, especially growing up in society today. As student athletes, we're faced with the peer pressure, we're faced with social media, we're faced with being an example out in public, representing ourselves the right way, we're faced with parties and all these different peer pressure outlets to try to get, if we're not true to ourselves, sometimes it'll get the best of us. Or like Coach D said, if we're not humble, we will be humbled. So I challenge all the other student athletes here today, go back to our communities. Let's make a difference. Let's continue to let our light shine. There's an old saying that my father used to use, he still uses it to this day, and that saying is, "If you blow my candle out, that won't make your candle shine any brighter." So let's go back. Let's light these candles in these communities. Let's impart what we've learned on our college campuses as far as how to dress, as far as how to talk to people with respect, as far as how to treat women, as far as how to, as far as how to conversate and communicate with people that are not like us, people that are not from the same areas that we're from. I feel that the rest of the 40-plus players that are here, we have that opportunity. You're chosen for a reason. You all are special. It's been a privilege speaking to you. It's been a privilege competing with you. And I hope that we can all make our communities better by going back and giving back. Thank you very much. God bless you. Go Green. Way to go, man.